Do you know how the Roman gladiator was stopped? I read a story about a little monk, Telemachus, a martyr whose sacrificial commitment to Christian ideals opened the blind eyes and the deaf ears of the Romans and their 5th century Christian emperor, Honorius. According to the story, this Turkish monk was led by an inner voice to go to Rome in order to stop the cruel and inhuman gladiatorial. He followed the crowds to the Colosseum where 2 gladiators were fighting. He jumped into the arena and tried to stop them, shouting, "In the name of Christ, hold back!" The gladiator stopped, but the spectators became indignant. A group of them rushed into the arena and beat Telemachus to death. When the crowd saw the brave little monk lying dead in a pool of blood, they fell silent, leaving the stadium one by one. 3 days later, because of Telemachus' heroic sacrifice of his own life, the emperor decreed an end to the games. In today's gospel, which describes the miraculous healing of a deaf mute, we are invited to open our ears and our eyes, loosen our tongues, and pray for the courage of our Christian conviction to become the... Also, to this reading, offer God's invitation to become humble instrument of healing in Jesus' hands by giving voice to the voiceless and caring love to the needy and the marginalized of our society. The readings also invite us to open our ears to hear the word of God and to let our tongues be loosened by the Holy Spirit to convey the good news of God's healing love and salvation to others. The first reading reminds us that God's eyes are constantly focused on those who are in need. God especially cares for the frightened, the blind, the deaf, the lame, the mute, and encourages the powerless to be strong and fearless, for he comes with vindication, with divine recompense, and he comes to save you. Our responsorial psalm sings of a God who is always faithful, who sets the captive free, who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down, loves the just, protects the strangers, and who reigns forever. That is, gives us some basic and challenging principle of social justice. He exhorts Christians to show no partiality based on external appearance and to practice God's preferential option for the poor. The poor meaning the needy and the humble. He warns the faithful against scorning or shaming the poor while showing special consideration to the rich. Today's gospel describes how Jesus, by healing a deaf man with a speech impediment, fulfilled Isaiah's messianic prophecy. The eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. The ailments listed by Isaiah are symbolic of our interior illnesses, blindness to the needs of our neighbor, unwillingness to hear God's voice, and the inability to speak words of praise and gratitude to God and his people. Through this miracle story, that no one can be a follower of the Lord without reaching out to those who are in need of our love, mercy, and compassion. And so what are our challenges for this gospel today? First, Jesus desires to give us healing touch in order to loosen our tongue so that he may speak to the spiritually hungry through us. He invites us to give him our hearts so that he may touch the lives of people in our day through us. Just as he touched the lives of millions through saintly souls like Saints Francis of Assisi, Damian of Molokai, Saint Vincent de Paul, and Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Jesus' compassionate touch will help us to hear the cries of the poor and the sick. It will teach us to show kindness, mercy, and consideration to others. His healing touch will also help us convey peace and hope to those around us. We are also reminded by our gospel that Jesus has the power to heal the spiritual deafness caused by habitual sin. Hearts that have become hardened by and then live out his words are once again challenged. Ephphatha, be opened. In their day, the Romans imposed their language and culture on Palestine. Modern secular culture, in fact, is no better. From schools, colleges, courtrooms, politics, and public life. One cannot speak of virginity or marital fidelity without a contemptuous laugh from others. They devalue sex and teach it as recreation instead of cooperating with God's plan for procreation and unity of husband and wife. They make pleasure as their God and forget God who created us and make us important and apple in his eyes. The unborn child with a precious soul is often considered a mere nuisance, a product of conception, a fetus, a blob of tissue, or a tumor that can be gotten rid of, with no human rights. We have lost the respect for the sacredness of life and the instrument that God gave us to transmit new life in our families and in our society, either forbidden or relegated to ignorant or superstitious. We are told that 65% of our Catholic youth have no formal religious education beyond the 8th grade. They are exposed to the culture of free sex, loose relationships, alcohol, drugs, and violence. No wonder then if they become deaf and blind to Christian ideals of morality, holiness in life, and social justice. But we have hope. Let us all bring back God into our families, our schools, our workplaces, and our society. Let us make him again the center of our lives and spend more time in prayers than in sports or entertainments. May our Lord touch us through this gospel so that we can also say, Ephphatha, be opened to everything and everyone shut in from God and his loving providence. May our Holy Communion today with the body and blood of Christ open our ears so we can hear God's word. And may the Holy Spirit untie our tongues so that we can proclaim our praise and thanks to God. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, help of our church and our people. Amen.